It's a meticulous protocol. You have to follow the steps, right? But if you follow the steps, it works. There's a couple of patients that I can think of right at the top of my head that we had, 12 millimeter pockets, right? And we've got those to bounce back. Now, they didn't necessarily go straight back to, 3 millimeter pockets, but like going from a 12 to a 6 is huge. And being able to see the bone fill like that is a really big deal.
Welcome to Austin, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Phil Klein Dental Podcast. Today in the show, we're talking about a treatment that's changing the way dentists manage periodontal disease, the LINAP protocol with the Periolase MVP7 NDAG laser. Joining me is Dr. Tyler Bond, a general dentist with advanced training in surgery and lasers, president-elect of the Montana chapter of the Academy of General Dentistry, and a passionate teacher of other dentists. We'll dive into what drew him to laser dentistry, why LINAP changed the way he saves teeth, and how it's become a true practice builder, minimally invasive, patient-friendly, and requiring no grafts, membranes, or biologics. Plus, the results speak for themselves. After adopting LINAP and LAPIP, which is the protocol for periimplantitis, his practice grew 300% in the first year, and another 100% just 6 months later. We'll talk about what drove that growth and how the Periolase NVP7 has impacted both profitability and clinical outcomes. And finally, Dr. Bond shares how Millennium's training helped him integrate the laser smoothly, building confidence and consistency in every case. Before we bring in our guest, I do want to say that if you're enjoying these episodes and want to support the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be the first to know about our new releases, and our entire production team will really appreciate it. Dr. Bond, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Phil. Excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on the show. Before I hand things over to you, I want to give our listeners a quick bit of context about what we're diving into today. We're talking about the NDAG laser and a technique known as LANAP. That's L-A-N-A-P, which stands for Laser Assisted New Attachment Procedure. That's an acronym for that. And jump in, Dr. Bond, if I'm going off somewhere in the wrong direction.
Yeah, sure. No worries.
But you'll walk us through LINAP in just a moment. But first, I want to set the stage. The NDAG laser operates at a wavelength of 1064 nanometers, which makes it especially effective at targeting pigmented bacteria and inflamed tissue, essentially without damaging the healthy structures that we want to preserve. And when you pair that laser with the LINAP protocol that Millennium has FDA approval for, we're not just removing infected tissue and killing bacteria deep in the perio pocket, but we're actually helping the body regenerate lost attachment. And we're talking about cementum, new periodontal ligament, and new alveolar bone, all specifically demonstrated with the LINAP protocol. And as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, LINAP is the only laser periodontal therapy with human histologic studies showing true periodontal regeneration on a previously diseased root surface, which is very impressive. So that's why I'm glad we have you here, because you are really an expert on this. So having said all that, Dr. Bond, share with us what initially drew you to laser dentistry and tell us about LINAP and how it has changed your approach to saving teeth.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to say that, laser dentistry for me started in dental school. I went to Midwestern in Arizona, and one of the things that they have all the students go through is they go through the Academy of Laser Dentistry certification process. That certification process actually gets you certified in all, just about all the laser types except for NDAG. And so I had to learn how to use diode, erbium YAG, CO2 lasers, and we had to take a test and all that good stuff. So that's kind of where laser dentistry started for me. And then it just kind of continued when I went into the military. When I was in the military, I was exposed to LINAP. So the military adopted the LINAP procedure and the Periolase. I think it was around 2016 that the military actually adopted using this and basically replaced osseous surgery with LINAP.
Why do you think
we're finding a lot of...
Yeah, why do you think they adopted it? Was it because it's so non-invasive?
If anyone's done osseous surgery, it's not a practice builder, okay? So periodontists can tell you this, that all the time someone will come in and get osseous done on one side of their mouth, and you won't see them for the other half. right? Because it's just such an invasive procedure. And so I was doing some osseous while I was in the military. And then I was taught, you know, they were teaching about Lanap. And to me, it's just it's a no-brainer. Something in the military, it's very difficult to adopt new techniques. And the paralays, they wouldn't use it unless the literature was there. And so Millennium has done a wonderful job at actually providing really good research behind their product, so much so that they were able to get it FDA approved, right? And so that just goes to show to me that the efficacy of utilizing the laser for Lanap and the military using it should speak volumes about the procedure itself.
Tell us what Lanap actually is, because it's really a protocol using the NDAG
Yes.
laser. So what's unique about it and why is it FDA approved? It's FDA approved protocol. So it's they're not FDA approving
Yeah.
the actual laser. It's the protocol.
Correct.
So what is the protocol?
Yes. Yeah. So the protocol, it's actually a 26-step process to where essentially, if you boil it down to, there's the first step, which is an ablation step, where, like you were saying earlier, the NDAG laser actually targets the pigmented bacteria and also targets the diseased tissue and vaporizes it, right? We're getting it away from the teeth that are periodontally involved and actually destroying that bacteria. And penetrating the affected tissues as well. And so that's kind of the first step. The second step is a debridement step. So we're utilizing a piezo, chlorhexidine, and three different tips to essentially debride the teeth and then also to create some bleeding from the cortical bone so that we can actually get the healing that we're looking for. The next step would be a second setting on the laser. We're creating hemostasis and we're also creating absorption of the red light. Very similar to like red light therapy, where we're actually stimulating the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, to actually create that regeneration that Lanap was cleared for, that osseous regeneration. And so there's those steps, and then we're doing some occlusal adjusting and some other things that are involved with that process. But those three are like the three major steps
So you said in the
to
beginning
getting the.
you said 26 steps. Did you mean three
There are
steps?
20 micro steps. I'm really simplifying it down right now
Right. Now,
because,
tell me about the
yeah.
training involved, because you know you do this,
Sure.
you know we've talked about this. You've had tremendous clinical success with this. So you're not a believer because you read literature on it and talked to other colleagues.
Right.
You're living the thing. You're doing it. So
Absolutely.
you're seeing results where you're getting regeneration of attachment on patients that otherwise would typically need surgery, and I'm not even sure they can get the attachment if they had the traditional surgery done, right?
It's very rare to get that kind of attachment doing traditional osseous surgery. And one of the things with Lanap is you're not adding biologics to this protocol at all. You're literally just utilizing the laser and a piezo here. And so you're not having to add, you know, PRF, bone graft, all that other stuff to get the kind of results that we're talking about. And it's actually actively discouraged to use any sort of other biologics to get the healing that we're looking
Right,
for.
so you're stimulating those cells that are necessary
Yes.
to regenerate the PDL, the cementum, and the bone. And you're
Yep,
getting.
the red light is actually being absorbed by the mitochondria, and that's how we're able to basically supercharge the cells to create a healing that we couldn't otherwise without using some very, very expensive products. And even then, it's debatable as to whether or not it even compares to what we're doing.
So in dental school, you took these classes in the in this laser association. What was the name of the
Sure.
group? The what was the name of
It
the
was Academy of Laser Dentistry, I
Yeah,
think is what
okay,
it
very
was.
well known Academy of
Yeah.
Laser Dentistry. And that's wonderful
Yeah.
that you had that opportunity because I don't know how many dental students get to do that. And you're a general dentist?
Yes.
Are you referred patients? Are patients coming to you because of periodontal disease, knowing that you offer this treatment?
Yes. Yeah. So I do have some doctors that are referring to me. So I'm in Missoula, Montana. And the next closest Perioles is probably a 3 hours drive away. And so there's very few people that are actually trained on this, at least in Montana is concerned. And so I'm getting people coming from, you know, 3, 4, or 5 hours away, potentially getting this procedure done. And I'm doing it, you know, a few times a week, probably,
So what part
whether
of
it's
your
just
practice, what percentage of your general practice is Lanap therapy?
most of my practice is not general dentistry. It's very rare that I actually do fillings or crowns or anything like that anymore. Most of my practice is either sedation or surgery based. And so of my surgeries, it's probably 20-30% that I'm utilizing the laser in some form or another.
And the other type of surgery is extractions?
Extractions, all on four, implants, like you name it. So wisdom teeth, I do a lot of different types of specialty surgeries.
And that's interesting because you're a general dentist, but you're doing you're doing a tremendous amount for your area. I guess there's not a whole lot of oral surgeons and periodontists in your area.
Yeah, there's not a bunch of specialists, but they're also not necessarily adopting, you know, these new technologies. So I came out of dental school doing a lot of more advanced things to begin with. And so I've just kind of been building upon that ever since I graduated. And so, I mean, I actually go teach at other places on how to do implant surgeries and all other sorts of stuff.
That's phenomenal. When did you graduate dental school?
2018.
Yeah, because you look really young. I know the audience can't see you. This is an audio podcast, so they can't see you, but you look like you could have graduated dental school a few years ago.
Thanks, I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it. As hard as you work, you'll take it. So we talked offline about this. You had remarkable growth, somewhere in the range of 300% in your first year after getting this Periolase MVP 7, I think it is, right? 300% growth in your first year, and then another 100% growth within 6 months after that. So what key factors do you attribute to that growth?
Yeah, I mean, so I bought a really small practice. So kind of to put numbers to these percentages that we're talking about, I bought a practice that was doing probably $380,000 a year. And after my first full year, we did about $1.5 million in adjusted production. And so Lanap certainly had a big role to play in that. I did a lot of things like other types of surgeries as well, which also helped. But certainly that first year, I was just trying to do my best to just try and save teeth. I like to think I am good at doing implants. I'd much rather save teeth. Teeth are a lot easier to manage, especially if things are potentially going wrong. And so I talk to people and they're like, oh, you must be doing lots of all on four. I'm like, well, actually I'm trying to save teeth a lot more. We can always go to the all on four option, but given that I have the periolase, like I'd much rather just try and keep teeth around. And so that's kind of where the first year and a half of my practice was just trying to establish, hey, like I'm not coming in just yanking everybody's teeth out. I'm really trying to, promote what's best for the patient.
Yeah. So let's talk about case selection. How far can you push Lanap? In other words, what kind of severity of periodontal disease are we looking at where you can say, I can do a lot to fix this? Like what's the conversation with the patient who comes in with moderate to severe generalized perio disease? They've got mobility, they've got pockets. What's the conversation look like, and how far can you push Lanap to get this patient back to health?
So that's a great question. So it really depends, okay? So I talk to patients that, I mean, in most offices, you could say, okay, this person needs to go to like an all-on-four or just needs to slick everything and be done with it, right? But what I do is I spend a significant amount of time with my patients trying to figure out what their actual goals are, because like to say to, hey, like, let's go to just start everything clean. Okay, now I need $60,000, right? Versus going to Lanap where we're looking at like seven or eight, say, hey, okay, if I can tell you that I can save your teeth for like 5 years, is that worth it to you? Some people are like, no, I just want to get restarted. Like, we'll start over. Or no, let's try and hold on to these teeth for as long as possible, because Lanap can do a lot. Okay. It's not a miracle like laser, but it can do some pretty tremendous things. You just have to give it the chance and you have to follow the protocol, right? So when I talk to the patient, I say, hey, we can definitely delay how long it'll take to get you to go into like the all on four. And that's going to happen one day. I can't tell you when, but what I can tell you is if we do Lanap, we're going to be able to extend that timeline significantly. So let's say you're not ready to go to this, the $60,000 all on four. We can delay this and we can also stop the disease. We can get the tissues healthier. Because for people that do all on four, one of the worst things is dealing with really crummy tissue, right? And so even if they go to the Lanap, I say, hey, sometimes I'll even credit some of the Lanap to going to all on four. If that's the option that we decide, okay, this isn't going the way that we planned, let's go to that, the nuclear option, right? But you just have that conversation with those patients. And what I can tell you is, I've done it on multiple, like tons of severe periodontal patients that are still periodontal patients. They haven't gone to the all-on-4 option or dentures or
I was going to ask you how often are you surprised on the upside?
There's a couple patients that I can think of right at the top of my head that we had, you know, 12 millimeter pockets, right? And we've got those to bounce back. Now, they didn't necessarily go straight back to, you know, 3 millimeter pockets, but like going from a 12 to a 6 is huge. And being able to see the bone fill like that is a really big deal.
You can get the depth of treatment with this LINAP protocol using this NDAG laser. You can go down 12 millimeters with that laser and kill bacteria, ablate this bad tissue, and decontaminate those pockets and get some regeneration in that area.
Yeah, even at 12. And so one of the things with this laser is it doesn't just stop where it's touching, it actually penetrates. And so they've had studies to where even if you're not specifically touching the bacteria, it's still going to penetrate and kill the bacteria and the surrounding tissues as well. So there is penetration. So let's say I only get to like 10 millimeters or whatever, it's still going to penetrate a few more millimeters and kill that bacteria.
So let me ask you this. The machine is not cheap. I mean, anything as sophisticated as an NDAG laser, especially by a company who has an impeccable reputation, Millennium. The Periolase MVP7 is what, $100,000 in that range?
Yeah, around there. And something to consider there is they also require the training, which is part of that, right? And so anything good in life isn't cheap. The LINAP is a better version of osseous surgery, right? If there's so many more benefits to doing LINAP versus doing traditional osseous that, I mean, what is it? Like half of the periodontists have pretty much adopted LINAP at this point. And so it does things better. You don't have to flap. You don't have to suture. You're actually killing the bacteria instead of just kind of potentially just moving it around.
What would you tell a dentist who's really interested in this and saying, you know what? That's my whole philosophy. I want to be minimally invasive. I don't want to do surgery when I don't have to. I want to save teeth. I want to tell these patients that we have an alternative to surgery, which is extremely effective, scientifically evidence-based. It's more comfortable for you. You mentioned $7,000 to $8,000. That's a full mouth treatment?
Yeah, full mouth.
Okay. And what is that? Moderate perio disease, something like that?
If I'm treating the patient for LINAP, LINAP is a full mouth procedure, okay, instead of just, you know, a specific tooth or whatever, what have you, it's around that cost, right? And so if someone's looking for like an ROI, like think of it, they'll tell you basically you do one full mouth, pays for your laser for like 3 months or something like that, right? But the thing is it's not just LINAP that the Periolase can do. There's lots of other potential modalities that you can utilize, which I use those on a daily basis. Because
like
I do what?
Place give a lot us, of give us an example.
Yeah. So the version for teeth, there's the LAPIP, which is for implants, right? So dealing with peri-implantitis, dealing with bone loss around implants, that's one thing. Hemangiomas, it does an amazing job getting rid of those. They've got all sorts of other types of procedures that you can do with it. I mean, your main driver and the main focus should be LINAP because the whole point is trying to save these teeth and being able to perform the surgery because, man, a lot of people really don't like osseous surgery. I mean, I've had people that had osseous, they come to me and I say, hey, we'll do LINAP. And they're like, once they learn about it, they're like, yeah, I'm in, like, no question. Right?
So the return on investment is rather quick at $8,000.
I think so.
Yeah. And how many visits is that full mouth LINAP treatment?
So if you're doing a full mouth LINAP, you can either do it 1 4-hour visit or 2 2-hour visits. Very similar to like doing full mouth SRPs, right? Except the doctors, you know, doing the procedure, but and you treat it like that. So if the patient wants to do 4 hours, I personally don't like doing 4 hours because that's a long time of me being bent over. But yeah, it's essentially a 4 hour treatment time, and then some follow up visits with teeth adjustments and
so that's $1,500 an hour in that range.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So the return on investment is certainly there.
There's hardly any overhead to it as well. Outside of the payment, the fibers are really cheap. I mean, I think Let's see. I've had the Perilays for what, a year and a half, and I've probably gone through three fibers, and they're like $300 a piece or something like that. So like really there's hardly any added cost to utilizing the
Yeah, and the
laser.
Perio-Lace has such a tremendous reputation as and Millennium as far as quality goes. So you shouldn't be really anticipating too many problems with the actual laser itself.
I've had zero maintenance issues.
Yeah,
Like
that's what I've been
absolutely
hearing.
none, so.
Let me ask you about the training. You mentioned that the training is included with the purchase of the machine. What is the training like and how long is it?
Yeah, so they break it up into three sessions. The first day is 3 days, and then 6 months later, you'll do it. I think it's 6 months. You'll go out again for a day in Cerritos, California, and then like 6 months later, you'll go out for another day. And so it's very comprehensive. It's certainly the most training I've ever had on a laser. And that's coming from a guy that did the ALD certification. And so very much hands-on, being taught by people that put the research together, that actually develop FDA protocols. And then you've got live patient experiences on all three of those visits as well. And so
How
it's
about
very
ongoing technical support as far as the company itself? If you have to reach out to Millennium, whether it's a problem with the machine, which you haven't seen, or just a clinical issue?
Yeah, I mean, my sales rep, I guess, has been very responsive. I mean, I've had if whenever I have a question, so especially when I start going through the LAPIP protocols,
And that's
he was very
the
helpful, connected
implant.
me. That's the
The
implant protocol.
yeah.
Before I was technically trained on it, so they did like the first 3 days, and that's just teeth, right? And so I was like, hey, I need to use this for the implants, and they got me in connection with one of
What's the
the clinical
what's the difference
instructors.
between the actual protocol? I guess it's the tips it's themselves.
No, so the tips aren't any different. The protocol is not really any different. You just have to be very careful of how much energy you're delivering to the implants because the NDAG laser is not a CO2 laser. It can deliver heat. And so you actually have to do some math to make sure that you're not overheating the implant or the tissues around it. And so, I mean, but outside of that and just kind of being careful of that, the protocol is no different.
So, if a dentist, as I mentioned earlier, was really interested in doing this, what do you recommend to that dentist as far as integrating it into their practice?
For the practicing period on us, it should be a no-brainer. They just need to talk to their perio friends about it. For general dentistry, I mean, the nice thing about general is we have a hygienist and hygiene program, right? So you just need to get your hygienists on board and have them understand the science behind this because I guarantee you that they're cleaning out 6, 7, 8, 9 millimeter pockets. And they're hating it and they're not getting the calculus, right? And so educating them, my hygienists love it because they don't have to go after calculus at 7 millimeters, 8 millimeters, 9 millimeters. They know that when it's, 7, 8, 9, 10 millimeter pocketing, they just say, hey, you're going to see Dr. Bond for LANAP, right? So they actually really enjoy it because now they're just having to work with 4 or 5, 6 millimeter pockets, right? And I have to do the actual hard stuff.
So basically, their role is to educate the patient and then turn the patient over to you. They don't do any laser work themselves in Montana.
They can do some laser work. So they have a training program so that they can do laser pocket disinfection. So like let's say they have a little bit of bleeding or something like that, they could potentially go around with the Perio-Lase and use that setting to deliver energy on a low yield scenario, kill some bacteria and provide
So that's good for
some
recare. That might be
regeneration.
good for recare appointments. Yeah.
So they can do their kind of the recare laser therapy stuff, but not LANAP and not like sometimes I'll go through and touch up some areas if it didn't get as good of a result
And
as we were looking for.
you have one Perio-Lace in your practice.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have two of those, that's a luxury to have two of those
Yeah.
in.
Yeah. My practice only has four operatories, and so it's pretty easy to roll around.
What about those patients that are coming in for regular periodontal therapy? They may have some gingivitis, but minor pockets. Would you still use LANAP for them as well?
You absolutely can. I mean, I've had patients that are like, hey, I've got some very tenacious bleeding that just won't go away. I'm coming in every 3 months. Okay, we can look at utilizing the LANAP therapy for those patients. Even on those patients, the tissues just look incredible even after just 2 weeks.
So it's really
Everything
the
just turns around.
It's really the excitement of the practice that has to convey this to the patients. And once the patients are educated on what this can do versus the alternative of traditional surgery, it's kind of like a slam dunk. The patients that need the therapy to save their teeth are going to go for it. And the ROI comes back very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you believe in the product, you're going to obviously talk more about the product, right? Like, I'm one of those people that I don't have a piece of technology that just sits on the shelf. And I've invested in quite a bit. But I can tell you, I've got only two lasers, a diode and a periolase, and I'm using both of them like pretty routinely. Yeah. So, if you're going to get this, I mean, understand the literature, understand the protocol. It works. It absolutely works. Follow what Millennium teaches and, you know, talk to your patients about it, because like I said, man, osseous surgery is not a practice builder. When I've seen both sides of the coin, Lanap just, you get so much better results.
So if a dentist says to you, you know, Dr. Bond, I'm a GP. I got a lot of restorative to do. I got veneers. I do cosmetic dentistry. I do maybe some Invisalign, but I don't want to get into perio. I'm going to send that out. In your mind, there's no reason not to have one of these lasers, even if you're just doing general perio therapy on patients that are not severely diseased, right? Because it's so effective.
Sure.
It's not really a reason, because it will pay for itself, even if you're focusing on your aesthetic dentistry, right? You could have an associate in the office that does this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's getting to the point where I want my associate to go out and get the training, right? So that he can start doing Lanap. It's a meticulous protocol. You have to follow the steps, right? But if you follow the steps, it works. And it's a really good, if we're talking about revenue, it does, I mean, per hour, it's a pretty good return. With very low cost. It's not like a crown where you're automatically know, okay, now I'm going to have to spend like, you know, $200-$300 on materials and lab bills and stuff like that. It's, you're literally just cleaving off part of a fiber. And it's, for me, it's a really relaxing surgery, because I do the full spectrum, right? I do wisdom teeth, all in four. Sometimes it's a rodeo. The Lanap is a surgery, you know, it's like, okay, now I'm kind of, you know, just on cruise control. Like the next 2 hours, I'm like, okay, I know how this is going to go. It's going to be smooth. We're still making pretty decent money, stuff like that, right?
Yeah. When I practice endodontics, I'm not anymore, but when I did, and I would do a very difficult molar root canal, my next patient would be a bicuspid or an anterior. My assistant would come in and say, you got a vacation tooth coming in. And I just sit there and I'm like, I have a smile on my face. I sit down, talk to the patient.
Sure.
Don't even realize that I'm doing root canal, because it's number nine. It's number nine, you know? I mean,
right.
98% of my cases were curved molars that were just, you know, calcified.
Right, all the stuff nobody else wanted.
Nobody else wanted it, right? Broken instruments. So those vacations. Yep. And it seems to me that doing this kind of work that you're talking about is kind of, I wouldn't say it's a vacation experience, but it's certainly a lot less stressful than a lot of other things.
It is not a stressful surgical procedure at all. You have to learn the protocol, but like once you've got it down, it's very relaxing.
Yeah. Well, listen, Dr. Bond, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We'll have you on again. I hope our listeners look into Lanap and just do the research, read about it. That's what these podcasts are good for. Talk to people like Dr. Bond, other colleagues, and find out how lasers can really change your practice. It sounds like an incredibly satisfying subspecialty of general dentistry.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, absolutely. And I mean, it gets really nice results. And that's what it's all about, giving the best to our patients.
Absolutely. Dr. Bond, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Phil.